This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
This is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs the Playbook, and I am so excited to have Jason Vandeboom here because he is the founder and CEO of a company that I use every day, Active Campaign. And it's rightfully labeled that way because it's a very active way to build a community. And if you don't or haven't noticed that building a community is essential to business because it allows people to buy from you and sell for you for life. And this is my lifeline to people buying from me and selling for me and allowing me to do the same for others. I am super excited to welcome Jason Vandeboom to the Playbook. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Looking forward to chatting.
You've been around the block with this. And so the evolution of the changing of timing, value, and emotions within the context of technology over two decades has certainly changed. I like to get back into just the foundational principles of the platform. You know, back in, I think, 2003, you know, what was the original inception of Active Campaign?
Yeah, so to start, I was really just working with a lot of small businesses, growing businesses, and developing custom solutions for each brand individually and realizing there was a lot of similarity of the gaps they were trying to fill. They were looking to get more customers. They were looking to stay engaged with their customers. But most importantly, they were looking to provide a customer experience that was more similar to what they could do one-to-one. And there was a strong desire to how to do that, right? And from a technology standpoint, it's not just feature function of how you can help someone, but it's actually giving some of those light bulbs, giving some of those things along the way. So to start, it was very basic, very focused on just like, how do you start to engage with your customers more? And then over time, we started gaining some other realizations of how we can be that true partner to a brand, to a business, to someone helping other businesses as well.
And within the context of the marketing automation that you've created, it's highly intelligent. And this is before truly people were implementing artificial intelligence or types of analytical intelligence to synthesize data. You had to understand the driving factors, basically, of what people liked and what people didn't like. And one of the things early on when I was using Active Campaign is I'm always looking for a company that is of service in the respect that it's really easy to quantify value as a small, mid-size, or large business if people give me more of what I like and take away some, if not all, of what I don't like. And it seems within the pillars that I've learned about your product, whether it was marketing, sales, e-commerce, or even more recently, the transactional aspects with API and SMTP for the site and apps that exist, even within the context, each of them seem to be very driven towards providing value, a simple value of, hey, let us give you more of what you like and let us take away some, if not all, of what you don't like. Was that intentional or an evolutionary perspective that you've had?
I think it's a little bit more intentional than sometimes we even realize, because what we're really after is an experience. How do we help a brand figure out what experience to create? And then for each individual recipient, how can it feel special in some way? Like, everyone has those memories of maybe you interacted with a small business, a mid-sized business or something, and there was this like special moment. Oftentimes it's very light, right? It's just like recognition at the right moment or just like saying the right thing to the right type of person. How can we bring some of that into the digital experience? And then we've seen digital brands start to bring some of that both digitally and in person based on what they know about a customer or consumer. And so it kind of goes to your point of like, you have to know so much about each customer, each prospect, to be able to then both deliver a bit of a unique experience. But then if you're more of a B2B business, to just know when you're talking with them, when you're doing that outreach, like there's probably just something very small you can do that might take that ordinary experience and make it extraordinary and something that amplifies your own business growth. And that's very much has been how we've grown our business, which is very organic, very word of mouth, kind of to your point, like you got to exceed on value, You got to invest in that, realizing that it's not going to be this direct ROI of where you spend a dollar. You can see a dollar in terms of like paid acquisition or something like that, but it's something that's far more defensible. It creates a brand. It creates a experience where people feel like they're with you a little bit more, and that's a type of loyalty and authenticity that's really hard to buy, and you have to just be all in on it.
And as a lifelong entrepreneur like myself, both from the Midwest, by the way, the only distinguished thing that I could think of is you stayed in the Midwest, where, as someone who is so supportive of founders and of innovation and has won all the crucial awards from the 40 under 40 under 40s, the, of course, Entrepreneur Ian Wise, Entrepreneur of the Year, you have a different perspective that is reconciled, in my opinion, with what I call that Midwest work ethic. You have a Silicon Valley mind, a Silicon Valley performance, but you really have, and it's, I think for me, I can feel the energy of the company. It's a Midwest work ethic company beyond the innovation that's very Silicon Valley-ish.
And I think part of that Midwest that you speak of is this just like it has to have substance, right? So like when we're talking about when we're delivering something of value to our customers, they're like we're so focused on just the substance piece of it. And realizing that we're working with, small, medium growing businesses, they don't have time for some like, multi-year sort of pitch, like this is gonna somehow be great eventually for you. And I think that keeps a reality check on what we do product-wise, what we do in terms of how we do marketing, and things like that, but then also how we build a business. And so like I grew up, both my parents had small businesses and everything. So I could never quite grasp not running a sustainable or sustainable within reach type of business, right? And so I think that kind of like all put together creates this culture that when done right, kind of to your point, like it's not just something internally, but it's something that actually customers, prospects, partners can kind of feel. And then it kind of goes back to this idea of if you can create and have a product that shows tremendous value, but then you can have some of that culture get out there as well, people feel like they're with, like it's more of a journey together in a way. And not all customers or all partners will feel that way, but if you get some, that is magical. You combine that with more product-led, and it is something that takes time. There's no shortcut. You can't just buy it. But yeah.
That's why I invited you on here. I am blessed to have so many, whether it's Cameron Diaz or Brett Favre or others that have been on the show. Everybody will ask, well, why'd you choose someone like Jason? It's because that's the feeling that I have. It's a feeling that I know truly is the foundation not only of business for me, maybe it's my upbringing as well in the Midwest, but is foundationally, I believe, American. It's why and how America was built by the small and medium-sized businesses that have these foundational principles of value and substance, not overselling, back-end selling, marketing their way through, even lying and cheating people. I was at Expo West yesterday speaking, and the labels that are on some of these healthy products, as I analyze them, I'm like, I'm better off eating a Snickers bar. What a great marketing ploy that is. One of the other things that's interesting, I have a saying, and it really adheres to what I see historically in your 2 decades as an entrepreneur. It's be more interested than interesting. When I graduated law school, I was going to be an admiralty, an oil and gas lawyer from Tulane, and I ended up in the internet, despite in 1992, my mom telling me the internet was a fad and I should be a real lawyer. The internet would never last. But I'm a self-taught technologist. And I know you are also self-taught, but you even went a step further. I never delved as deep into the engineering side. I was too busy on the sales side of things. And I was kind of more frustrated with applied mathematics and physics than I would be in engineering. What was it that gave you the drive or showed you the importance of being more interested than interesting as you founded the company and taught yourself something as difficult as software engineering?
Yeah, I think this continual learning is required to actually understand the problem in front of you. And so knowing that our core values around data automation, I have to dive deep there. I have to be genuinely interested in that, knowing building a team that will be better than myself, right, at all times in terms of all of the technicalities. But I think there's a miss some people have occur when they're scaling a business where they feel like, maybe this isn't my specialty zone, or like maybe even I'm interested in it, but it's not right for me to be in the details of it or to actually push on it. Let's have other people do it. And I think that's a fallacy, and it's one that holds a lot of people back, because you have to really understand your core offering. You have to really understand your customers. I do the same thing of just being interested in our customers. It'd be very easy to push that into, we have a large customer team, we have amazing people working with them. But if I go a couple of days and I'm not talking to a customer or partner, like, I know something's wrong in that situation. So both, it is beneficial personally. It keeps me interested, engaged. It's always something learning, always something new. Without that, I think you actually start to move away from your business and move away from what are the actual core pillars of value that are out there. What's the sentiment that is directly heard from a couple of people? We have a lot of customers, but like, if, and so I can look at data, I can look at trends, but it's not the same as getting in there to some degree. And I think a lot of people advise folks to more step away and like try to like let others do it. And I don't know, like every time I've tried that or seen people do that, it's like this like period of time, like, oh, like maybe there is some genius of being in the details and like constantly being interested in the work and getting into that detail, even though some people may look at you when you're doing that and say, like, why are you doing this? Don't you have something else to do? I'd say a lot of those details are the most important things in scaling a business and growing a brand.
Well, Musk would agree with you absolutely, as well as he has this and subscribes to the same philosophy. Now, the other thing that I love about ActiveCampaign, but specifically you as the leader and founder, is you're in over 170 countries. The growth is exponential, and the value is aligned with that exponentiality as well. But you still have this humility. And when I talk about humility, I talk about the understanding that I don't know what I don't know. And it shows itself in what I think would be the illustration or an icon of how I see you, Jason. It's, one arm's up here reaching out, and one's down here pulling up, meaning, you, like me, member of YPO, looking for mentorship at all time, finding people that sit in a situation that you want to still be in as a young entrepreneur, even though you've had success probably far beyond a lot of maybe some of your mentors as well. But the other thing that's remarkable, especially at a young age, and I wish I would have learned this quality as you had in my late 30s and 40s, is it seems to me you really have a hand behind you at all times, pulling people with you, pulling up a chair next to you, giving opportunities, education, inspiration to other founders as well. How important is that mentorship, not only just today, which is obvious, but moving forward in the future, as you see yourself as even a greater intelligent follower and leader?
Yeah, I'd say it's critical, and it comes from two pieces. One, I think everyone has to tap into like what gives them high energy, what gives them like inspiration, motivation. So there's a self-serving piece a little bit to that, where it is just something that gives back tremendously. And what I and that's the kind of leads to the second part of, without understanding kind of early trends, without understanding new business creation, what new founders are thinking about, new ideas, I could quickly, just like if I was not talking to customers, I could quickly start to not understand earlier on, right? And so it's a combination of those things. And then also I think of it as, I'm always trying to pay off a certain level of like mental debt that's out there. I've had so many people along the way, very small things, do things that just like helped me along. Like, I had an attorney early on who just didn't bill me for years purposely, just knowing I was just trying to get started and get going. Like, not like if people that have that opportunity don't then try to do something to kind of offset that gain that they had to help others, like then it'll kind of stop everything, right? And so I think of all these little moments, and they're tiny. And what's nice about that is it means like oftentimes to actually help an early entrepreneur or to help a small business or something like that, it doesn't always even take a ton. And so I think sometimes people overthink an aspect of that, of like, it has to be this grand gesture, or it just has to be money, or it just has to be like tons of time, or you have to be like involved at a board level. And it's like, there's little things you can do, but if you think of them stacking up and you continually think of like, and I even think of that more recently too, like, what are the things where people are just like, there's oddly helping myself, right? Like, there's so many people still doing that. And I need mentors. I need people out there that are inspiration for myself to continue to drive, to continue to be interested in what I'm doing, you know, what I'm doing, the value I'm bringing, what could be next. And so I think it's both a combination of, there's a level of balancing in the world of doing good, but then also it's also very self-serving. So like, even if you don't like the good part, like, it is the right thing to do as a leader and for a business.
It is so true. And I love that you epitomize two of my favorite sayings. We talked about being more interested than interesting, but Lee Steinberg himself, who, if most people aren't sports fans like me, he was the basis of Jerry Maguire. He's the most notable sports agent in the world. And as my mentor, one of the common statements that applies to you is, he always would say, be kind to your future self. And I see that not only resonating with you, but I truly see it by your actions and by your own activity. Final question real quick. There is obviously an exponential acceleration in technology, and we both have experienced it over the last two decades. I thought things were crazy when the internet came out in 92. By 99, it was insane how quickly things were moving. And now here in 2024, holy moly, I'm thinking, how are people going to keep up? What is next when you look at the size, scope, and scale of the business, but also the size, scope, and scale of the total addressable community? Both are insanely large. What are you prioritizing looking into an ever-changing, quickly changing future?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are focusing on like generative AI in terms of content, pieces like that. I think the more interesting problem to solve and where we're focused is, how do we give more of these light bulb moments to marketers, to people operating a business that are truly unique to the business, the location they're operating, their customers, and then to be able to blend kind of the genius that that person has in their brain with what we just know works. Like you said, like in 170 countries, we're in all the different verticals, very wide horizontal platform. So we're uniquely positioned to be able to help be that, like, I want to be thought of as a, not just a partner, but almost like a active team member or two team members on a team, right? Like contributing as a team member would, not replacing the team, because we need that genius of like the understanding from within the business as well. And I think that unlocks, if done right, just tremendous growth for new business, growing businesses, and not just in one particular region. And it's something that can apply to a lot of different locations, a lot of different verticals. And what I'm always chasing myself and always looking for is just like that level of impact we can have as a business. That's what's interesting. Like, the more businesses that we're working with, the more countries that we're in, we're running out of countries to get into, but like the more impact we can have and the more stories we can share of businesses just finding growth, finding success, saving time, I think that's the most exciting part of what's to come.
Well, I wanted you on the playbook to thank you, because without you, this middle-aged mutant turtle would not be able to build such a large brand and a large community. And certainly, it is a must-have for me. It's a must-have platform. It's an intelligent marketing automation system that I rely on every day. And it's so much fun to think of things and then call and say, hey, how about this? And the answer is either, hey, we have that already, or, you know what, let me take that and see what we can do for you and figure that out. And people are really listening for, not speaking to me, when you talk to ActiveCampaign, which is why the platform itself is growing and has grown over two decades with such leadership. I will tell you, beyond it being a must-have platform, one of the other things, Jason, you illustrate the common denominator of all successful people, and is, I can tell, you must be what you can be, not for yourself, but for others. And that's internally your company and externally for your customers. What a joy it is to see the growth and the success The more you are giving, Jason, the more you'll be given, I promise you. And continue the great work. And please let me thank you because you have helped me on my mission of making a lot of money, helping a lot of people, and having a lot of fun. Everyone, if you're not following Jason, it's Jason Vandeboom. He's CEO and founder of ActiveCampaign. If you're all interested in growing your business and having fun doing it, check out ActiveCampaign. You will thank me as I'm thanking Jason. This is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs the Playbook.